Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Friday, May 19th? I think it's the 19th. We'll go with the 19th. Don't quote me on that. 2023. 57 degrees, which is almost 14 degrees Celsius. 85% humidity. Glucose at 114, right in line. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. It's overcast for the first time in a long darn time. And looking at the weather to come, we are in for some gorgeous days. Not a drop of rain in the forecast, which is honestly a little unsettling. But temps in the low 80s, high 70s. This is like, yeah, I'm here for this. So might need to add a new NPC to the roster. Two Dog Dude. It's a guy who we've seen each other enough that we can smile and chat about the weather or whatever briefly as he goes by, but he's got these two enormous boxers, those tall-shouldered, beefy boxers, the tan fur with the dark muzzles. Beautiful dogs. But it's like, man, if they decide to go somewhere, you better be braced, because it looks like they'd test him, physically speaking. But they seem very well behaved, so. And it's not every morning, just enough mornings that we recognize each other, so. So doubtless, at some point, there'll be a new named NPC to the roster. Didn't see Leslie this morning. Don't see her every morning. Don't see, and the only people that I see regularly is that couple that are, I think, coming back from exercise, or maybe they're just walking. They seem to be on a schedule. But like, I haven't seen Nick and Hank around. Ben comes by, and usually once or twice a week I see him. So, yeah. I forgot to go to Target yesterday. Got wrapped up in recording and just spaced. So, did the pour over thing again. I'm not thrilled with the pour over brew. It just doesn't hit as hard. Doesn't get that strong coffee punch to it. I actually double filtered it. I poured it into the mug and then poured it through the grounds one more time to give it another pass. Try and leach a little more caffeinated goodness from the ground bean. So, but definitely make a trip down to Target and swing by CVS, pick up some meds. Because it's going to be a beautiful day. There. So, last night, usually Thursday nights, we've kind of set aside, it's penciled, it's not a hard and fast, but it's penciled in that I usually go over and cook for Muse, take one of my Blue Aprons or Home Chefs over and cook for Muse on Thursday. But we decided to forego the Thursday cook in favor of a Friday or a Saturday date, which would be lovely. We're tentatively talking about a picnic, which will be fun. Thinking I'm going to cook up some chicken and goat cheese and prosciutto and cook that up today, put that in the fridge, let it get nice and cold. So do some cold chicken and potato salad, some, I don't know, grapes or oranges, something. Little wine, do a sunset picnic somewhere. Yeah. Woo. Burnside is hopping this morning. So, Powell's. So, last night I was at Liberty, and there was a food pod gathering of the Polyam group. So I went to a food truck pod on Stark Street, one that I had not been to before. And there was a variety of trucks there, as one might expect. And had some Cajun butter chicken wings. Very tasty. But again, yet another social pleasure. I got to hang out, you know, Allie and Rob and Carly and everybody, the usual faces were there. That's always lovely to see them. But I got a chance to spend some time with
the two.
The catering service is getting ready to set up for the Portland Center stage. They must have a show tonight. But got to hang out with Danny and chat with her for a while. She's an astonishing person. She works at a company that sounds incredibly cool. They do point of sale transactions, Square and Venmo and those sorts of things for marginalized communities like LGBTQ, African American, Latino, so on and so forth. And the company just sounds incredibly progressive. They put more stock in experience than training. Not that one is eschewed in favor of the other, but they value experience. As long as you've got experience, you don't need, you know, like a diploma or a certification per se, as long as you can do what you say you do. And just very supportive of their staff, an understanding of, I mean, they give you like a wellness allowance that you can spend on, you know, yoga classes or whatever, massage, meditation, whatever, just as long as you're treating yourself in some way, which that just makes sense. It sounds like they get it. And Danny's perfect for that. She's incredibly smart, very, very passionate about what she does. So it was cool getting a chance to talk to her for a while. In fact, actually, we're gonna grab some birria tacos for lunch today, which will be nice right after Tai Chi. So that, and then there's a Facebook chat group and a Facebook group for this particular segment of the polyamorous community. And No, it's a big group. So you don't, you'll see, I've seen a lot of people in the chat that I haven't actually had a chance to meet in person. But yesterday I got a chance to meet one of them in person, Angela. She's a new transplant to Portland as well. Her husband does game design, video games, and role-playing games, and has been doing it since the olden days, for about as long as I have, by the sound of it. But there's a possibility there may be some voice work coming my way. So that's a happy meeting. Plus, she's very cool, very much of my people. Deeply nerdy and thoughtful about that nerdery. It's not just a reveling in the things that you take delight in, but also I don't know how to describe it, an appreciation for those things, not just, you know, I like role-playing games or blah, 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 but I like this, and here's why. And here's what it is about this that delights me. And I've always said, and the most important question is why. You know, who, what, when, where, all very important questions. But the most revealing is why. Why do you love this? Or why does this bother you? Or, you know, questions like that really speak to developing a sense of self-awareness, which I'm finding more and more is, A, fairly rare in the world at large, and B, fairly high especially among the polyam group, but my friend circle in general tends to be very knowledgeable about their own souls, their own spirit. And that's not an easy journey to scrutinize the things that you like or that you don't like. And understanding what it is about you that generates, that instills those feelings. It's healthy, it's revelatory, but it can also be very uncomfortable and illuminate, you know, trauma or issues that you're holding on to that maybe are limiting your joy factor in your life. So kudos to those that indulge in that self-scrutiny.
Morning.
'Cause there's nothing easy about that. There's good that comes of it, but it ain't always easy. And I'm strolling through Jameson Square, so I need to wrap up this walk for Friday. The weekend is upon us. One more day of doing what you do, and then adventure, discovery, or sleeping in, chilling, catching up on that anime series you just found out about, whatever. I hope you have a lovely Friday. I hope you get a chance to ask why about something that brings you joy or something that brings you frustration, and, you know, understand your side of that equation. It just puts your feet under you more squarely. And however it goes down, we can embrace the wisdom of the mighty Zigzag Claiborne. Despite everything, create new understanding, create new perspectives, or create a really good grilled cheese sandwich. Doesn't matter. Just add to the world. And I will add to that to love fearlessly. Because however weird the world gets, you do it with love, it tends to work out one way or another. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.